mind.
Blog Talk Radio.
I might be there.
What?
Welcome back to Tom on the Radio with your host, Tom O'Neill.
Greetings from the seven cities and beyond. It's 11 p.m. I'm Tom O'Neill, and we are here with another spine-tingling edition of Tom on the Radio. Now, of course, I cannot do this show. Well, I can, but it wouldn't be as juicy if it wasn't for this man introducing the new commissioner of the AWWL, Steve Baxley.
Yes, and I like to say the company is defunct. No.
Well, Steve, are you ready?
After Friday, I am ready for almost anything.
No, I mean, are you really ready?
Oh, I am so ready. I'm feeling all a tingly and a glow.
Well, I will say it like this, Steve. This woman loves gentlemen.
In that case, we better be on our best behavior.
Maybe on your end, but I don't think so on this end. Wait a minute, let me introduce you. I mean, I didn't know who you were until last Friday night on Steve's show's Last Call Cafe, and to say I was impressed and speechless is the understatement of the 21st century so far. But
I am so glad.
You get compliments all the time. There's nothing that me or Steve can say to you that will flatter you that you haven't heard before. So
let us do it anyway. it's always nice to hear, and it's nice to hear. Hear it from great people, honestly. So it never gets old. It's always nice.
Steve, I defer to you the honor of introducing this insanely lovely young lady.
Why, now I wish I had the Thames television theme running in the background, but nonetheless, we must do this properly. Ladies and gentlemen, and all people in all corners of the world, including the universe, I present to you our guest at this time, the lovely, enchanting, and the winner of the Illinois portion of the CoverGirl search, the lovely and talented Miss Linda Steele.
Thank you. That was quite an introduction. Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
Steve usually introduces me as the real deal with sex appeal. But when it comes to you, Linda, I have to defer that moniker to you.
I am not
worthy of such a name anymore.
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm sure you've worked hard.
I worked not as hard as you do. Matter of fact, I'm not even on the same ballpark.
Oh, but okay. You don't work out at all?
not like you. I do my share of walking, but in terms of banging weights and doing all those other things you do, I can only, like, say, wow.
You know, it's nothing that you can't do if you work
right
at it. You know, everybody starts off being in you know, bad shape, and you have to start off slow. But once you start incorporating it into your life and you start eating clean, it becomes much easier. Honestly, every day is easier and easier.
If I may ask you, Linda, what do you mean by eating clean?
Eating clean is like, you know, I eat a lot of lean meats and vegetables. I don't eat a whole lot of processed foods, you know, so things that I will, that I eliminate from my diet would be like bread, rice, pasta, sugar, cereal, things like that. You know, on occasion I'll have wild rice, and on occasion I'll have maybe rye bread or wheat bread, but it's definitely not every day. So I eat things that, you know, that are carbohydrates, but the carbohydrates that are nutritionally dense, that have a lot of vitamins in them, like fruits and vegetables.
But those of us who are not in front of a computer right now, shame on us. Paint me a word picture of Linda Steele.
Say that again. Paint you a what?
Paint me a word picture of Linda Steele.
Like describe myself?
Exactly, because we're not,
okay.
This is, we're just oral. We're not visual. We can't see you right now. Like I said, unless
okay.
We're in front of a computer.
I will start head to toe, and so I have very long brown hair with red highlights, so it almost looks mostly red, and I have a really big, bright smile, and a lot of people say that I smile with my eyes, so I think that's a nice compliment. I have a strong jawline, from what I understand. I'm going to go by what I hear from people, because everybody sees themselves differently. I have nice, rounded, lean shoulders and arms, you know, biceps. So I look very cut and lean, but still, you know, somewhat feminine. It's not like I'm humongous, like a huge bodybuilder, but I'm, you know, very lean and muscular. My breasts are enormous. I'm a 32H cup.
Hello.
My breasts are. Should I stop there because no one else cares after that?
Oh no! Keep going. I mean.
Okay.
I mean, you paint a great word picture.
So I have, you could see my abdominal muscles. I have a very round butt. I do a lot of squatting. That's how I get the round butt. My hamstrings bow out in the back of my leg. My quadriceps, you can see separation in all the muscles. And you know, I have nice calf muscles because I wear heels all the time when I'm not in gym shoes in the gym. And I make 100% positive all the time that the color of my toes matches the color of my fingers. Usually I go with a nice pink. So that's me head to toe.
Hey Steve, is that a good enough word picture for you?
I'm waiting for the sequel. That is a good. I'm trying to get my mouth back.
To give you an idea of how small I am, on my lower half, I wear a size 00. So even though my butt is round, it's very little also. So it's, yeah. And I believe my waist, I think I'm about a 23 waist. I think a 23-inch waist is what I have.
Obviously, you can't buy your clothes off the rack.
Some of my clothes I do have custom made. I have
okay.
I have my bras custom made, some of them. And sometimes if I buy shirts, I have to have them taken in the waist. And you know, I'll get a small so that I'm, you know, busting out of them. But I, you know, the waist still sometimes is too wide, so I have to have it taken in. My jeans I could buy off the rack. I usually buy them at Guess, a store called Guess or BB, and they usually carry my size.
I buy my clothes off the rack at Adnan's, the tent men.
Now, Linda, we know describing yourself, it's a full-time job, not just to get the body you have, but to maintain it and enhance it. So obviously,
right,
you're in the fitness business.
Yes.
This woman is smart as a whip. Tell us about some of the businesses that you run and or own.
I own two gyms in the Chicagoland area, and I employ, I don't even know how many people we employ, because I'm literally in the middle of hiring and firing people, so I don't know where I'm at right now, but I have business stuff going all day long. In addition to that, I have a full training schedule. Today was a light day for me for training, and I got to work at 5 a.m., and I trained a TRX class. It's a like suspension training class. I taught that at 6 a.m. I had a client at 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 o'clock. I had a break from 1 to 4, and then I had clients at 5, 6, and 7.
It's amazing that you haven't gone insane yet with all this.
I know. I don't know how I do it. Honestly, I have some of the best people around me. You can't just be a successful person without having great people around you. And I have an assistant who is my brains of the operation. This man schedules a lot of my photo shoots. He schedules, you know, I have companies contact me all the time who want me to wear their clothes or model, you know, some of their products that they sell, and he'll weed them out, and he'll tell me this one's worth it, this one's not. This one, they're a little sketchy. I'm not quite sure I trust them. This one, you know, like, he's really, really good at weeding things out for me and giving me just the nuts and bolts of everything. What do I need to look at? Narrow this shit down. I don't have time for this.
Linda, still let's... obviously, you're in the fitness business. You're a personal trainer. You are a model.
Yep.
And last week, you became Miss Illinois Jet Set. Please tell us what entails all three of those things. It sounds like not just your fitness is a passion, but modeling is a passion also.
It is. I don't know. It's hard to say. You know, when people find something that they're good at, they give it 100%, and they're just really good at one thing. But I have interest in so many different areas, and so far they all seem to be going very well. So I don't know how things come natural. Again, I have to thank, you know, everyone who is around me, you know, trying to make my life a little bit easy, because it all is very, very time consuming. And I will say this also. We talked about eating clean. When you eat clean, mm-hmm. your brain starts to function really, really smoothly. I have days, if I've had a decent night's sleep and I've had my, you know, my three workouts a week, and if I'm eating clean for several days in a row, I kid you not, I can get up and talk to a room full of people like I'm running for president. Your brain thinks so clearly when you eat right.
I think I'll vote for Linda Steele for president.
The next election is 2020.
I would definitely make a lot of changes.
Well, that's good. Somebody needs to do something.
Yeah, I know. I need to do something. Well, I went from $4.99, and this is gospel truth. Went from $4.99, I am now down to about $3.50, and I did it by exercise and getting rid of some of the junk I used to eat, which which I have a feeling will put Pizza Hut out of business.
Yeah. Who doesn't love Pizza Hut? I mean, it, all that food is delicious, but my gosh, it's addicting. It's hard to stop.
Yes, I'm.
That's the company's point.
I'm trying to look for a Pizza Hut Anonymous group to join.
That's funny.
From what I hear from
people, it is just as difficult to stop eating bad foods, you know, sugar and, you know, the bad carbohydrates, if you want to call it that, just to simplify, because everybody knows what that means. But from what I understand from people, and they even say there are even test studies out there that show that it is just as difficult to stop eating bad foods as it is to stop drinking alcohol or doing drugs. And I kind of believe it. I can see where it, you know, it could be that addicting.
And the companies know it.
Yes.
They do. They do.
They know it.
I mean,
Linda,
yeah.
Where did you get your passion? When did you really start bodybuilding per se, but, you know, fitness?
Well, I always had an interest in it, even when I was younger. But I always wanted to look good, but I didn't know how to do it. So at first, I actually put myself in a position where I was eating very little and I was doing cardio and a lot of cardio. So I actually, long story short, stripped muscle off my body, started gaining fat. So I was one of those skinny fat girls that looked, you know, smaller. I was probably about a size 6 or 8, but my body fat percentage was in the 30s. So I was a bigger girl, you know, like, you know, I had fat, no muscle on my bones. And I had a life situation happen that where I had some very important people in my life doubt me and tell me that I was going to fail, and this whole working out thing was stupid, and I was being selfish and silly, and I was never going to be successful. And I just sat back and I nodded my head and I literally said the words out loud, "Watch this." And I just never stopped. I never looked back.
And boom, your success.
Yep.
And now you look at those, as I like to call them, meanie weenies, and going, look at me now, sucker.
Yeah, you know, and they're actually family members who I don't even talk to anymore, which is really kind of a shame. But and some friends, they all kind of were in a group. But you know what's funny? I don't even look back and say, "Ha ha, look at me now." I literally never turned back. I'm not the kind of person that likes to cram things down someone's throat. I mean, I'm a vengeful person by nature, but that. I don't know why that I didn't turn back and say, ha ha. But what it did was every time I didn't want to do one more squat, I would think of them saying nasty things and I'd go, okay, I'm going to do 3 more squats now. Watch this. You know, every time I wanted to eat something bad, I would think, I don't want to go back to the way I used to look, and I'm not going to let anybody else win. I'm going to win.
If I may ask you, Linda, when you first started, what did you do?
I actually met somebody who is still my mentor, and he was a master trainer for the United States government, and he trained me. I saw what he was doing in the gym, and I saw what I was doing in the gym, and they were completely different, and he looked amazing, and I didn't. And I just asked him, "What are you doing?" And I asked him if he would train me, and he said, "Sure." And he's still one of my very best friends. He's one of my biggest cheerleaders. So he guided me.
He's probably so proud of you for what you've done.
He really is. Anytime I see him, he just shakes his head and just laughs. He just giggles. You know, he's very proud, very proud. And he's one of those people that if I doubt something, if I say, maybe I shouldn't do that, he is the one who's behind me going, yes, you are. Oh, you know, even when it came to the modeling thing and, you know, whatever, he's, oh, yes, you are. you know, he backs me. He trusts my judgment. So it's nice to have someone behind you.
And the best thing, I'm checking your website, and the best thing is,
please
use a graduate of DePaul University.
Yes.
A screaming blue demon.
That's
right.
One of my favorite teams I used to watch on Channel 9 in Chicago.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. You are talking to a man who has lived in Chicago. I lived at 1205 Conwood Lane, apartment 13M, top floor, right across from the United Airlines hub. Every night the airplanes would use the roof as a landing strip.
They sure do. So you then know where Franklin Park is. I used to live around the Chicago Elmwood Park, Franklin Park area. Same thing. You couldn't even finish a conversation. You'd have to wait for the planes to pass by if you were in the middle of talking at dinner time.
Last time I was in Chicago, I had to do my tradition because I went to a wedding in Idaho and the bus took a little stop in Chicago, so went to downtown Chicago. I bowed, of course, to the Chicago Tribune towers and
yes.
Looked at what, and I looked at one of the gargoyles and I just said hi, cuz. that's sort of my tradition. I go to Chicago, go to the Trib Tower, bow, and look at a gargoyle. Inside is fantastic. Oh boy, I wish I had just rented a cot and stayed in there. I mean, it was fun.
Yeah, have you ever taken one of those architectural tours down the river?
Oh yeah,
they're really cool. They're very. Very educational. You see things on buildings that you have any other time you'd overlook them. And there's just so much history in Chicago. It's really a great city.
And as a kid, me and my dad, God rest his soul, we went to Wrigley Field, saw a Cub game, and there is one thing that I will always carry with me about the Chicago Cub games.
What's that?
Simple. Make sure you cheer as loud as you can so your voice goes hoarse when the Cubs win. And B, make sure you're not sitting next to a video camera well, because I did, and I accidentally stuck my tongue out. Of course, I was a little kid at the time.
Oh, no.
I miss Chicago. I miss it so bad. Next time I'm going there, I am going to once again hit the Cubbies, and I might even go to a White Sox game.
Well,
yeah.
my two temples in Chicago when I visited, the last time I visited Chicago, were Soldier Field and the United Center.
Yeah.
I drove by Soldier Field. I saw a Blackhawks game at the United Center, and I stayed at one of the hotels on the Magnificent Mile.
Mm-hmm.
I love that city.
It's beautiful. I go to about 10 to 15 Blackhawks games a year. I love them, and I have friends who have season tickets, and I'm in on the season tickets, so I get a bunch of them and go at least 10 to 15 times a year. I'm very fortunate for that. We have really good seats.
Good food, good people, good sports.
So obviously you're a sports person also.
Not all sports. You know, I don't have a lot of time to dedicate to TV, so I don't get into all sports, but hockey I do watch. I get very sad when the playoffs are over and I feel like I have nothing to do all summer long, you know, nothing to watch. But, you know, it's kind of fun because then you kind of get to see what's going on with the draft and stuff. So the draft is fun to watch and pay attention to. So.
A woman that loves hockey. Tom, I think I'm in love.
Oh yeah. Well, she had me at hello. So
you guys are sweet.
But
You're awesome.
Oh, well, we know that. We know we're sweet. But, hey, we only be sweet to sweet women, and especially with women that knows how to kick some butt in the gym and in business. So, hey, I saw on your page you sport the Windy City in a yellow Corvette.
Yeah, I love my car. Did you see that car?
I don't know who had the better. I mean, it's a tie on who had the better body, you or the Corvette.
I know. I have photographers who want to shoot my car every now and again, and when I show up at the photo shoot with me in my car, I don't know who they're more excited to see, me or the car. I always joke about it. I'm jealous of my car.
Personally, I would call it a tie.
I know. You can't not.
That's what I said. Obviously, Linda, you do not drive that baby in the winter in Chicago. You obviously have a winter vehicle because of all the snow and everything. Thank you very much.
Right.
I'm sure your vehicle thanks you. I'm sure you like have a place at your place that you in your garage that you cover it up for the winter. It's like a bear in hibernation.
Pretty much, yep. I may even store at a place though. I may even get it out of my garage and store it someplace in a temperature controlled building. I'm thinking about doing that this year. My other Corvette that I had, I would just let sit in my garage, but this one I think I may store in a temperature controlled building.
Hire about six.
If I may ask you, Linda, what is it about a Corvette that just strikes your fancy?
You know, I love the look of it for one, but I will tell you this: I didn't realize that I was this kind of girl. When I went into the dealership to buy one, to pick one out, I walked up to this particular Z06, and well, not mine because mine I had it made, but I walked up to a different Z06, and they hit auto start, and that thing rumbled. The sound of that car, it took my breath away. I had to take a step back. I couldn't believe how loud it was. It was like such a muscle car.
It was the look that got you first. It was the look that got you first, but when they started the vehicle, it sold you.
It sold me. I was like, that is absolutely the one I have to have. I have to have that. But I have to have it in yellow.
She calls it fellow yellow because it's
Steve, how about a yellow bikini? Hey!
you know, it's funny. I just had a company make me a yellow bikini with black trim, and I have a shoot coming up with that.
Oh,
yep,
no.
I have a shoot coming up. It's sitting on my desk at work right now as we speak. It just arrived today.
that deserves this. I got to give it.
I call that Sweet Dreams material.
Yep. That car, and it's so fast. It's ridiculous.
I'm
going to
be having some sweet dreams about that ride. Oh,
thank you very much. I got one more little sweet dreams thing for Linda. You said, I did do a little research.
Okay.
You love photo shoots on the beach.
I do.
Uh-oh.
I do. The first time I did a photo shoot on the beach. Yeah.
Miss Linda, before you go any further, I must interject here. I live 21 miles from the Atlantic Ocean.
You do? Okay.
I do. So if you ever come to Norfolk, Virginia Beach, Virginia, call a brother.
Absolutely. I would. I do not have a shoot schedule there, as far as I know, but that would be great. I'd love to meet you.
You
guys.
Never know.
Yeah.
Well, I live in Virginia. Steven is in Michigan. The reason why we...
Oh, okay.
This show connected the both of us 7 years ago. I used to live in Detroit. I lived in the Detroit area for 23 years. That's why you know, we came up with this show, and I do his show, he does my show. We have fun, we have a blast, and having you on my show is like putting the cherry on top of a sundae.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you.
So
I appreciate
it. And believe it or not, Linda, after 7 or so years, we've never met, me and Steve.
Oh, no kidding.
I mean, someday.
I think we need to have a reunion of some sort.
Hey, you never know. You never know. Well, a reunion, I said on a show a few weeks ago, if the Detroit Lions win the Super Bowl, I will fly back to Detroit and meet Steve, and we'll stand together at the victory parade.
And then
I sort of turned that down when I said, if the Lions ever win a Super Bowl, I'll be running naked through Ford Field.
No. That visual is, oh, no.
Yeah,
no, but anyway.
I have a feeling if anyone sees me doing that, Greenpeace will be alerted.
Oh, they'll be like, throw him back in the water. but anyway, we have a few minutes left that we must. I personally must thank you, Linda, for not only hanging on this long, but giving us some insights on your life and just being a great and being a woman that loves gentlemen.
Yeah.
When I read that about you, when you said that you like men who hold the door open, who helps a woman in the car, helps a woman with a chair at a dinner table, that strikes your fancy about as much as a Corvette.
It really does. It absolutely does. It makes such a big difference. My father actually is the one who got me that way. From the time I could remember when I was little, he would open my car door, and it never ended. He always did that, and I just expect it. I have been on a date before where a man has gotten in the car in the driver's seat, and I've stood outside the door. Outside the car, and he rolled down the window and said, "What's the matter? Get in." And I said, "I am not touching that car door." And
what?
He was like, "Whoa!" So that was our only date. Let me just say that, because he was just as turned off as I was, but he thought I was a bitch. But
was he sort of like hunched over and going, "Sanctuary,
hey baby,
you
want
to get into my car?
Yeah.
You know, you got to
something
me. Come on.
Oh, that's funny.
Stop it, Steve. Stop it.
You know, but, yes. Men today, not a lot of men do that. Not a lot of men, you know,
this one does.
Open the car door for women. You do? Good for you. That's awesome.
This one does.
I even
bring my credit card with me when we eat dinner, so you won't have the excuse. Oh, I forgot my card. Can you pay the no? No,
right.
You can't leave gentlemen in this world. My dad, my mom are Army folk. I am a Army brat. They taught me you treat a woman like a diamond. You treat her with love and respect, and she will return that love and respect in due time. But you treat them well. You treat them with that love, that respect. You don't go around with your mouth gaping open, drool coming out and going, "Hey, hi, would you like to go out?"
I always describe it like a man should treat a woman like they'd want someone to treat their own mother. And I know how men are with their moms. I mean, you know, you can't help but be so protective. That's how you should be treating a woman that you're in the company of, just like you want someone to treat your own mother.
I got my mom, who I call my own weapon of mass destruction, 75-year-old cane-wielding Polish mother. This one makes sure I act respectful. Otherwise, she turns the cane around and, well, let's put it this way. I can hit the high notes to Star Spangled Banner with relative ease.
Yeah.
I forgot the other one that, you know, that you look at is if a man walks with you and he walks closest to the curb.
Yes, yes. That's really important.
He better present you with a dozen roses.
And you don't forget things like that.
Exactly. And when it comes so natural, it means that they're consciously, they're always thinking about you and how to take care of you. You know, and I'm a pretty independent woman, and I don't really need anyone to take care of me. But just knowing that someone's there is really very comforting. I don't want to be the one to have to always, you know, be in charge. I want to relax every now and again. So when I'm with somebody who thinks that way and behaves that way, I know that they're in charge, and I like that. So it's nice to relax at times like that, knowing that I'll be taken care of.
We say this a lot of times, me and Steve, when at least I'm overly impressed, but I mean, this woman is a total package, Steve.
I got it.
This is woman, drop dead gorgeous, a body meant for cuddling, and she loves gentlemen.
That's right.
Wow.
Linda is the dream of dreams.
Yes, you have a website, lindasteelhotpod.com?
lindasteelhotpod.com.
Oh, and self-assured woman, too.
She is
self-assured. I mean, hot bod.
Yeah.
What more can we say? Hey, that's what I meant when I said earlier, there isn't anything anybody can tell you that you haven't heard.
Right.
Or that you don't already know.
And by the way, anyone that loves the Hangover movies, salute!
You can't go wrong with those movies, right?
Oh, you cannot.
And what about the movies? There's another movie that's my favorite. It's hard when you can only pick one favorite. But have you seen We're the Millers?
Oh, my lack of sanity. That movie has haunted me to the point of actually crying laughing.
I know. You have to watch it over and over again because you're so busy laughing and crying that you're missing the next funny part because it's just line after line that's hilarious. You have to see it more than once. You have to see it 10 times. I've probably seen it at least 10, 20 times.
And, of course, the Hangover film stars that new comic that has a real punch. Yes, it's Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
My all-time favorite movie came out of Chicago, in fact, in 1980, The Blues Brothers.
That's a classic.
I look at it, and I still laugh at it.
Yeah.
Music is incredible.
Yep. Yep.
Well,
that's funny.
We're about out of time, Linda.
Okay. I was just going to say I have an older sister. She's about 8 years older than I am. I don't talk about how old I am, but she's 8 years older than I am. So I'm so familiar with several different generations and eras. So I enjoy, you know, movies and music from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. I like all of it. It just, you know, it brings me back. So it's just fun. It's just fun.
And I'm sure you play it a lot. That mega.
I do.
I live off of that. I live off of that music.
Yep.
I mean, that's the only music that I get excited over. I mean, stuff today is a ripoff of yesterday.
Yes, they don't have the creativity that they had back in the 70s and 80s. I know. I agree.
As I said, Linda, this is more than I could ask for, and I am so, so, so thankful that you made time for me and Steve. And I don't know what to say. Go ahead, Steve. Say something.
I think the next thing that'll be coming in for me is the restraining order.
Well, I may not need one. I may be able to take care of it all myself. So,
hello.
You're safe.
Hello. Yeah, she'll read you your rights, Steve.
Yeah, she'll read me. She'll read me her rights and then read me her lefts.
Linda, thank you so much for making the time for us. I you know, as I said, well, I didn't say this. I'm following you now on Twitter. Obviously,
awesome.
I'm following you on Facebook, and I will be in contact with you with my particulars. That stuff that you don't put on for general public's consumption. I don't do that.
Sure.
But so we can keep in touch. So if you do happen to one day come to coastal Virginia, I would have the honor of saying hello to you. Or even if my travels take me to the Windy City, I definitely would like to say hello to you.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime. I always make time for people. So if I'm by you, I will absolutely get in contact. But if you're in Chicago, give me a couple days notice so I can make sure that I you know, get it on my schedule or clear my schedule. As long as I know I can do it.
And I'll do the same.
I understand.
Thing.
Great. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Linda. We will be in touch real soon.
Okay, great. Thanks, guys. You have a good night, okay?
You too.
Thank you. You made our night. Take care.
Oh, perfect. I'm glad. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. I have you to blame for this one, Steve. I have you to blame for this because because until last Friday, I never heard of Linda Steele, and I've been visually mesmerized ever since talking to you.
This woman is amazing. I will guarantee you that.
Yes, she is. She's every good man's dream.
That's right.
I mean, she's type A, got a body that women would die for. Yeah, alone men. She has business savvy. She likes sports. Now, obviously, if it's against the Blackhawks and the Red Wings, I think we will have a disagreement of sorts. But, you know, can't agree on everything.
Uh-huh. She's true, but I got to tell you something, man. She is down to earth.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. She has a fan. She has a fan now, in both of us. And, hopefully someday.
On her Twitter page, says this: commitment is the difference between what you dream and what you make real. Make your dream real. This woman, I tell you this, she is the real deal. Linda Steele. Salute.
And sex appeal.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't want you to don't really address me as the real deal with sex appeal anymore, because we've talked to the real deal with sex appeal.
You got that. There is but now one real deal with sex appeal, and her name is the real Linda Steele.
Amen, brother.
And if we ever did wrong,
who knows what?
And if we ever did wrong by her, you know, we would be losing a couple of things.
Oh yeah. Above and below the waist.
Yes.
This girl does not play, but she's somebody we could both date. Maybe not at the same time, but she's a keeper. She sounds like a keeper, and I'm glad we got to know her.
She was
at ease talking to us. She was at ease talking to you Friday, and she was at ease talking to us tonight.
Yes,
and like
I'm
you said, this
I'm,
is This is the one time I wish we were on internet television, because not for the two of us, because don't count us, but to have her on video, that would be incredible. And matter of fact, she has video on YouTube, Linda Steele.